This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union negotiators said international talks that resumed Saturday on the Iran nuclear agreement were on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain concluded a 90-minute meeting with Iranian representatives at a hotel in Vienna. The United States is not formally part of meetings that launched in the Austrian capital earlier this year, but the administration of President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions and Iran return to abiding by the limits on its nuclear activity contained in the 2015 agreement. Right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori insisted Saturday that Peru's presidential election was marred by fraud as final vote counting dragged on with her leftist rival slightly ahead. She is claiming fraud and manipulation in the voting process and fraud in the counting of votes as her chances of becoming president seems to narrow 6 days after the politically turbulent country saw ballots cast. Fujimori says irregularities in the vote count favored her leftist rival Pedro Castillo, who is ahead by a slim 51,000 votes. She risks imminent trial on corruption charges if she loses to Castillo, who has already cast himself as the victor. Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen is said to be in stable condition after collapsing while playing and given CPR by medics during his side's Euro 2020 match with Finland on Saturday. Eriksen collapsed suddenly in the 42nd minute of the match. His teammates rushed to assist him, and the match was suspended. As the hush fell over the 16,000-strong crowd, the 29-year-old's teammates formed a ring around him as medics pumped his chest on the pitch. This is VOA News. Britain on Saturday acclaimed a historic action plan by G7 nations to prevent future pandemics as the group showcases U.S.-led unity against China and Russia at its first in-person summit in almost 2 years. Collective steps include slashing the time taken to develop and license vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics for any future disease, while reinforcing global surveillance networks. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is welcoming the health pack. However, aid charity Oxfam said the declaration, quote, does nothing to address the fundamental problems that are preventing vaccines being accessible to the vast majority of humanity. The declaration will be finalized Sunday, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as he chairs the second day of a 3-day summit. The G7, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are largely focused on building back better after COVID-19 wrecked economies and claimed millions of lives around the world. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a solo news conference after meeting his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin next week, denying a chance for the two to share an international stage. Putin held a 2018 news conference with Donald Trump, leading to shock when the then U.S. president cast doubt on the findings of his own intelligence agencies and flattered the Russian leader. Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva for a summit, and the White House has said Biden will bring up ransomware attacks from Russia, Moscow's aggression against Ukraine, the jailing of dissidents, and other issues. Algeria held parliamentary elections on Saturday that the ruling establishment hopes will turn the page on political unrest amid a crackdown on protests, but early indications suggest few people were voting. 2 years after mass demonstrations forced a veteran president to step down in Algeria's biggest political crisis in decades, the authorities are still struggling to quell the protest movement. Saturday's vote follows a presidential election in 2019 and a referendum on an amended constitution last year, but many Algerians still think real power is wielded by the army and security forces. Saudi Arabia announced Saturday it will allow 60,000 residents vaccinated against COVID to perform this year's Hajj, but Muslims from abroad will be barred for a second straight year. The Hajj is a must for able-bodied Muslims at least once in their lives and typically packs millions of pilgrims into congested religious sites and could be a major source of contagion amid the coronavirus pandemic. This year it will be, quote, open for nationals and residents of the kingdom, limited to 60,000 pilgrims, according to the official Saudi press agency. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.